Alfred, why did you leave me? I loved you so. Now I come here to your graveside daily, and the emptiness of your absence fills my broken heart with pain. Oh dear, it's getting late. The sun has gone down without me noticing. My love, I must leave you now. I shall return tomorrow. What's that? Who's there? Who's there? I see a fallen wandering in the graveyard. Who would be here at this hour? Grave robbers! I see you shambling behind those gravestones! I won't let you vile thieves steal away my dear Wilbur. Don't come any closer, I'll scream. Magistrate Winsley! Turn on men, they are twisted and deformed and grotesque. Pick fun.
Eat old lady.
But you're dead. No, get away. No, get away. Let go of me. Don't bite me. They are eating me alive. Help.
These stories are taken directly from the diary of the greatest adventurer New England has ever seen. He does battle with those evil and pernicious satanic forces who would debase and defile the good men and women of New England. He stands as a beacon of hope and light in these dark times, as to encourage man, child, and woman alike to put on the full armor of God and walk bravely into warfare against the enemies of righteousness. This is the Diary of Cotton Mather.
This day was with me a day of singular distress. My father arrived aboard a ketch, fresh from a voyage to England. This day the ship arrived in safety. The Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ be praised, for if not for his arrival this day I may have wasted silver when a club would have done. However, my father's guidance led me to combat against those dark forces of the invisible world, forearmed, and though disadvantaged, aptly prepared. It began that cold, windswept night, as father and I were discussing the pox that had befallen our community, when a distressing wrapping lay upon our door.
Well, Cotton, I surmise that if we apply God's graces in our intellect, that the solution is an inevitability.
I would tend to agree, but locating a prudent methodology proved perplexing, and Satan never stands before progress in healing those who would stand against him.
Well, Cotton, I think... For goodness and mercy, who is beating down our door at this late hour?
I haven't the foggiest. A witch is familiar?
My son, let him in. It must be important, I guess.
I'm coming, Magistrate.
Wait a minute! Pastor!
It isn't, Magistrate, that has you out and about midst the witching hour. I trust it's not the devil's business.
Master, I fear it has to do with the devil's business.
Manners! Magistrate, come in and tell us what has you so in a lather. Sit here and warm yourself by our fire. Now, pray tell, what has transpired, sir?
Well, Pastor...
Increase, if you will, Magistrate.
Fine, you can call me Brady.
Well, I think not, Magistrate. Why would your parents burden you with such an onerous moniker? But, however, I insist that you call me Increase. Now continue. Why is it you are here?
Well, Increase, it's poor Widow Grimfram. She's been murdered most heinously.
Well, sir, I believe murder is the jurisdiction of the law. That being you, Magistrate.
Under normal circumstances, yes. But I fear that the insidious dark forces that lay behind this crime would be better to you.
Do tell, sir.
It's just too horrific to account. Do you have any spirit in this house?
Are you making light, sir? Just get to the point. What has happened to Widow Grunfram?
She has been... No, I can't.
Sir, You have disturbed a discussion of great import with your intrusion. Give us the information or I will mention your name in Sunday service.
She's been in the dust, sir. Something has eaten her blessed soul as she bawled in her husband's grave.
Are you certain?
Aye! And there's no end or our brain left in her broken body, sirs!
No brain, you say?
That's a sure and telling sign that we have ghouls numbered amongst our cemetery haunts.
Father? Not werewolves? How can you be certain it's not a lycanthrope?
No, ghouls. I'm certain of it. Cotton, think about your studies.
Ah, because werewolves always eat the whole head. Good catch, Father.
Yes, now go with Magistrate Winsley and investigate the scene and gather any clues that may lead us to the root.
Yes, Father.
Let us go then. I shall grab a lantern.
Here's a message of importance to millions of people who are continually pale and washed out, weak and run down. Doctors will tell you that these conditions are often caused by a deficiency of iron, the iron you need to build healthy blood, to keep your body function properly, and to keep you physically fit and mentally alert. Ironized yeast tablets provide you with a simple and effective way to get the daily iron your body requires. Ironized yeast is a concentrated iron tonic combined with high-potency brewer's yeast, one of the natural sources of vitamin B1. And every daily dose of ironized yeast gives you more than your daily minimum iron requirement in a form your body can easily use and put to work. Of course, pallor and weakness can come from other causes, so see your doctor regularly. But medical studies show that 2 out of 3 women, particularly those between 15 and 50, and many, many men, lack sufficient iron. So if you're not getting the iron your body needs, if you feel weak, run down, and are easily upset, get new pep, vigor, and color for only a few pennies a day. Start taking ironized yeast tomorrow.
This lantern's light is seemingly less capable of piercing this foggy night than the moon in its fullness. Are we almost there, Magistrate?
Aye, we are, Master. You shall bait your senses, as the scene is quite gruesome.
Lord bless and take her soul. The poor widow is torn a shred and there's blood everywhere. A blasphemy is enacted here on this hollow ground to disembowel and frax her opener. Grieving widow mourning her betrothed. We are not alone, Magistrate. Look lively.
I have my sidearm at the ready.
What's good is an unblessed sidearm against reanimated cannibalistic corpse? Father, I ask that you bless this magistrate's sidearm and its balls and guide this instrument to vanquish any tool of Satan they come in contact with. In our Savior Jesus' names I pray, amen. Now it is at the ready.
I'll be grasping my ankle from behind the gravestone! Help, Gordon! Ah, did you touch me? It's in my foot!
Toss it
here! Got it! My foot! My big toe! My big toe is gone!
Show me your pattern shot!
My big toe!
The shot and powder now!
Here!
Got him!
Two more! And they are leading them to bite me! My hips!
Strike it with your hips! Good! Try and slow them down so that I may reload and eradicate them!
Hurry! Agony! Hurry! The last one is crawling on my stomach!
I am pursuing, reloading with haste! Stop disturbing my focus!
My impulse goes behind me! It's teeth, I feel on my...
Got it! That's on it! I lost the magistrate! What is this? On the ground, next to a headless ghoul. It looks like a brooch of some kind. Curious. I will have to take this back to Father to study. What a shame about the widow Gruntrum and the magistrate Winnently. I will miss them so at each Sunday service. God rest your weary souls. Well, better be off. How much since standing in the cemetery during the witching hour?
Light up a creamo, a mellow mild creamo, a winning smoke by far. You can search every clime, but at three for a dime, you can't beat a creamo cigar. Sweet Scented Cigar Smoking Society. This is Arthur Godfrey down in Washington, D.C. Mike Mann Godfrey, Cremo's capricious custodian of the calorific cantata.
Eighth day, second month, 1691. On this day particularly I have pleaded, Lord, thou art he that made me, and thou wast angry with Moses because he would not make that consideration an argument for faith, that thou wouldst be with him. And now, because I would not so sin, therefore I trust in thee, thou dost send me forth, as thou didst Moses, in service for thy name among thy people. And thou who didst make man, and my strength will be my strength. It was also once used as a bottom for faith, the Lord hath, and therefore the Lord will. Now 'tis a blessed experience, which I have already had thy help. Yea, such experience as hath caused me to promise that I would never distrust thee more. Lord, thou sayest, none of them who trust in thee shall be desolate. Thou sayest, thou will never forsake them that seek thee. But last night I sought thee, and I will now seek thee, as long as I have a day to live. And now, O Lord, I will believingly wait on thee. I shall see a token for good. Thy people shall see a witness of the token. I shall be a scythe to sweep away the minions of the adversary, a hammer to strike down Satan and his unseen armies. It is this discussion that I made this list, my resolution as God's hammer. Lord, thou hast workest in me to will. Help me to resolve. 1. To endeavor that I will keep God and Christ and heaven much in my thoughts. 2. To watch and pray against lascivious thoughts, ambitious thoughts, and wandering thoughts in times of battle. 3. To be not of many words, and when I do speak, display the capability to enact those words. 4. To destroy swiftly those evil and pernicious satanic forces who would debase and defile the good men and women of New England. 5. To stand as a beacon of hope and light in those dark times, as to encourage man, child, and woman alike to put on the full armor of God and walk bravely into warfare against the enemies of righteousness. As to last night's happenings,
Son,
I put consideration on the events to the wisdom of my father.
The night prior, I'd have had to turn you over as a grave robber. This brooch bears an emblem of a very prominent family in New England, the Cain family, a respected and benefactorial family. This brooch, however, holds a special purpose.
Did you tell, Father?
Well, you see here, the sapphire inset of a bird clutching an emerald serpent?
Yes. What's it mean?
I wouldn't know, but I do know that having presided over the funerary services of the Cain family, that this is the brooch, the place in the coffin before setting the past in the Cain family mausoleum.
Those ghouls I dispatched last night were members of the Cain family?
One and the same. Perhaps we should pay Artemis Cain a visit, Cotton.
And do what, Father?
Why, interrogate! What else? At the very least, I'm sure he would appreciate the return of an ancestral artifact.
And I'm sure he would be pleased as punch to hear how it dispatched his ancestors while they were eating the magistrate as well.
Well, maybe not, but he should be told.
Father?
Cotton Mather, put on your overcoat and hat. We endeavor to Cain's mansion.
Great. You know he used to bully me in class. I'm not really fond of him.
Cotton! Close the cotton picking door!
Well, devil take me, not one but two preachers on my doorstep. Come, increase, to what do I owe this honor?
We have come to return you this.
A cane impairment brooch? You Puritan grave robbing son!
Staff of your tongue, sir! I'll have you know my son!
Cotton?
Your wretched family members are ghouls and eating all the good men and women of New England.
You hold your tongue! I will not have two fools such as you impugn the good names of the Cain family on our own land.
My apologies, Artemis. We are only seeking answers. Two are already dead and more may come. We must seek out the source of the necromancy that is creating these ghouls. I know a family name is important, so we had assumed your help would be imminent.
Well, it seems you assumed wrong. Now, if you don't mind, I will take leave.
See, Father? Now you understand my trepidation. 'Twas not fear. He is a godless brute.
He was quite a bore, that one. Well, we are back to square one. We can't afford to wait for another attack, however, Cotton.
Father, we are not at the beginning. The necromancy, Father, is not a distance magic.
True, but...
You know the origins of the ghouls, do we not?
Cotton, my boy, you're a grade more than fair to middling.
We go to the Cain Mausoleum.
And wait for the necromancer to appear.
But first, we must bless some weapons to fight the dark magic of old Scratch.
This is the year of the lark. The lark is the car of the year. Look what's new for you from the lark. It's here, it's here, it's here, it's here. It's the new convertible. Seats five adults in style. It's so pert and perky. Runs on pennies per mile.
The Lark by Studebaker. Yours in six stunning styles for 60, including the new convertible and...
Look what else is new for you. It's here, it's here, it's here, it's here. It's the new Lark wagon with four convenient doors. And it's styled for fun and frolic, but it's built for chores.
Look at the Lark yourself. Learn how it's been proven by 750 million miles of owner use. Visit your Studebaker dealer and see how nothing has been spared to build quality into the Lark. Discover why it's the value car of the year.
The Lark is the car of the year.
Cotton, hold the lantern higher.
Yes, Father.
Ah, here it is. The Cain Mausoleum. There's a light on inside and the doors are unlocked.
I hear chanting. Someone is casting spells.
Cotton, weapons to the ready, son.
Ready, Father. Let us strike down the necromancer.
I've been waiting for you, fools.
A trap! I've been seized from behind by a ghoul.
Me as well, Father. You foul man. You stand before a throne of Satan and Mamachus.
I do. You like the craftsmanship? It is said Lucifer himself carved a pentagram into the throne himself for my grandfather.
Cotton, why are these ghouls not rending our flesh?
I am their master. And I only asked him to bind you. I have a much more elaborate end in store for you two meddling Puritans.
Do your worst, sir. The Lord will lead me to victory and your beast to a hammer-smashed face.
Such strong banter from one so near his own fate. The Dark Lord has delivered you into my hands. Long has the Mather family seized the torture party and beat back the encroach of my master. But no longer. The Mather line ends here. Tonight.
We will escape this bondage and defeat you and your master.
Well, stutter, Cotton. But for not, what chance do you have against my great intellect and the great dark-born art of necromancy? I resurrect dead flesh and give it life and my own great will. You can hardly finish sentence. Lucifer has guided me to the ultimate victory over the Mather clan. I will walk a left-hand path into a great new era. An era that will give rise to glorious, great satanic nation. Lucifer will rise from the great seas surrounding the shores of New England, and with his great power, we will rule. I will be a great king of New England. The first, I must usurp the governorship, use my great good army to gather good people of New England to my coronation and declaration of sovereignty of Luciferland, my nation of the cloven hoof.
God will not allow it.
Won't he? Lest I need to remind you, I have my ghouls tie you to the ground, and that you have already been defeated, because as your god slumbers, my master has taken an active interest in my fate. Now, is you securely fastened to the mausoleum floor? Let me illuminate you as to your predestined fate. This lever at my right will release a great razor-sharp pendulum that will descend from the ceiling further with each great swing until it cleaves the two of you in two, and then I return as the king of Luciferland. Can't even say it. I will reanimate your corpse so that your dead eyes will see a great world bereft of Christianity.
You cannot usurp a governorship, you fool.
Oh, I can. Now die!
Father, look behind that throne. Oh, that shadow. It has horns and a bifurcated tail.
You've seen the devil, Captain. And he is holding the hand of Artemis as he leaves. We have other concerns now, Captain. The pendulum is getting closer.
What kind of twisted mind could conceive of such contraption to kill people with? It seems torturous that I'd have to wait so long to be cut in half. And what good would I be to Artemis Kane in half? What if just the legs became...
Captain, focus! Focus, boy! The pendulum swings ever closer.
Is this the end? Father, love you.
Only one father could have been prouder of his son, Captain. The pendulum has cut through my overcoat!
Governor, wake up. Wake up. What? I'm sure I don't know you, sir.
You know me. I will be you.
Gods! Gods!
I've dispatched them. Yell some more if you like.
What are your intentions? Kidnapping for ransom? Or have gold?
Nothing so cliche. I want the governorship.
Well, then partition the king on your own behalf.
No, I think I want it now.
Put that knife away! Put the knife away now! What are you doing?
Seeking office.
No! I've been stabbed with the knife!
Move the Shiva, come on! No, no, Shiva, come on! No, Shiva, come on! No, 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 no, Shiva Kalima! 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 No, no, Shiva Kalima!
finished. Now to put on his skin. First I slide in my right leg, then my left leg. Now my right arm, my left arm, and now the face. Now to close this skin around myself. Need to seal this stomach steam. Num num Shiva Kalima.
Now I am the governor. Ghouls, go gather the people of New England to the governor's mansion. Let us hope a spell has worked and made these people more willing slaves. Good people of New England, you may be wondering why it is have been brought here to me at the governor's mansion. Well, it's because today is a great day, a day of liberty. A day of liberation for all of New England! Today, we become a sovereign nation, free from tyranny of England and the oppression of morality! We shall henceforth be called the nation of Lucifer Foundland, and I shall be your king. With our army of ghouls, we shall soon defeat every army of the world and give it over to Satan. First, we must pledge allegiance to our Dark Lord. Repeat after me. I renounce. Lightning struck that hammer in the man's hand at the back of the crowd. Is it an omen?
Not so fast, Artemis. The hammer and scythe of God have come to beat down the wheat of evil and harvest it for
no.
The fires of
hell. You're all dead!
Our God is not as passive as you think. Your ghouls left us tied down securely, yes. But the pendulum cut through those reaps, freeing us just before we were cut in half.
You will not ruin this! Ghouls, attack!
Father, you handle the ghouls, and I will get on this.
You can go! Take that! I'll strike you down in the name of God! Cut you with my scythe, and I rip out your eye, and I make you cry before you die in July. Die, you dirty goose! The power of God compels you to die.
Off the ghouls or you die.
Ghouls, stand down! Unhand me or I'll sick my people on you.
He is not the governor. He is a dirty necromancer named Artemis Kane.
Now I've been defeated. You have seen the last of me, Carter.
People of New England, he will stand trial, and then if found wanting, will then be executed.
Good work, Captain. I think yet you may be cut out for the Lord's work. After all.
You were amazing too, Father.
Not too bad for an old man, eh?
Tenth day, second month, 1691. Today was most disheartening. Father and I were busy choosing stones along the shoreline, following the verdict of guilty for Artemis Kane for his plank, as he was to be pressed when we received word that he had disappeared. Apparently,
when they brought him out of the pressing place, and he was to speak his last confession, he chanted a witchcraft and disappeared into a cloud of smoke. I know I have not seen the last of him, but I shall be prepared for him. I will be ready to drive him deeply into the lumber of righteous justice.
Next month, Cotton receives a mysterious package from England. Be sure to tune in to see how things turn out as we rip another yarn from the Diary of Cotton Mather.